You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Miranda, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Tierra Rainey, Executive Director of Tucson Bail Fund. What is your organization's mission?
The Tucson Bail Fund focuses on providing free bail relief to predominantly Black, Brown, and Indigenous people being held at Pima County Jail. But we also believe in the deep value of community organizing and abolitionist organizing to create a more thriving and connected Tucson.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
Our work takes on many different prongs. Yes, we are a bail fund, and that is our predominant focus, is getting folks free bail relief, specifically so that they can fight their charges, they can get home to their families. We know that mass incarceration disproportionately impacts people of color, and that is why that is centered in our work. But we understand that this is just one form of mutual aid, that you can pay bail forever and still not even make a dent in the Pima County jail population, given that it would require millions of dollars to decarcerate it. And that's where I think our other portion of like community engagement, community education really comes in, because we're not just decarcerating the jail. We're focused on building a community where jail is not necessary, specifically by talking about how do we create a thriving future for ourselves. We did a series called Dreaming Abolitionist Futures, where we were like focused on not only using art, but play, laughter to talk about our dream abolitionist future. It's talking about making sure that people are housed, people have access to clean drinking water. What is safety to you? And I think that when we ask these questions, what we're finding are really reflective thoughts that are generative, that are beyond just carcerality and policing, but really it's about making sure that people have the basics for what they need to survive.
Can you share highlights from one of Tucson Bail Fund's programs that help execute your mission?
Yes, I actually wanted to specifically talk about the Taisha Wayne case. She was a survivor who was criminalized for trying to survive against her abuser. And the Tucson Bail Fund was one of many groups that banded together in community to raise $15,000 to pay her bond, because we knew that, especially as a Black woman, she was more likely to be criminalized by the system than seen as a victim of domestic violence. And I'm really happy to report that because her bond was paid, she was able to fight this case. And the charges have been dismissed against her. And that is a win I will carry to my grave, because I had many sleepless nights thinking about her and her two daughters. And that also shows the power of paying bail and disrupting the cycle of criminalization. And I think Taisha couldn't have been more worthy of that help and support from community.
How can people find out more about Tucson Bail Fund?
They can connect with us online. Our website is www.tucsonbailfund.org. You can also find us on Instagram at Tucson Bail Fund, or you can connect with us on Facebook at Free Tucson.
Thank you so much for taking the time today, Tierra.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
You've been listening to the Nonprofit Spotlight here on KXCI Tucson. I'm Miranda. Thanks so much for listening. Support provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships. Learn more at cfsaz.org.